Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, hello today. You are listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me this morning is the one in the Saints jacket. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is a saint. He wakes up in the morning and angels, his alarm clock says, hallelujah.
No, it makes this real irritating. Yeah.
I think it says something like, get out of bed.
Yeah.
At the crack of noon.
Well, I dawn.
Right. You thought you would never get up this early.
I know.
Coffee and the whole
everything.
Thing.
It all came back.
It all came back. Yeah, Pat Hamilton's joining me this morning. If you missed yesterday's program, you've got to catch it. We are getting totally new perspective on, God's just opening things up to us. Yes, we talked about the last 2 days that we're going to be sharing about some prophetic dreams and words the Lord's given us. And we are going to hang in there. You know, we only have so much time to be able to deliver what we're delivering, but we will deliver it hopefully today. We get a chance because the Lord was speaking about 60 years is how long it takes for an enemy to do something, and we'll talk more about that. And 60 years as of 2014 documents a specific thing to happen in America. And by God's grace, we're going to be talking about that and kind of just praying about, you know, what does that mean? How do we prepare? If you've been listening, or watching on Christian Television Network, you know VFNTV.com is a very important source. But you want to go and be prepared for what's going to happen. You know, a wise man sees danger and prepares for it. Amos tells us, the prophet tells us, that God does nothing unless he actually lets us know. So God's a good God. I mean, these problems come on us because of our own sin. But he allows us to come to him and seek forgiveness. But he also warns even everybody that if we'll listen to him, then he'll stop. He'll prevent anything that's coming our way. If you missed yesterday talking about, imagine America being a ship, the USS America, and she's underway and she's hitting a huge storm just like Jonah's ship was. Mm-hmm. And everybody's suffering great loss. And what they did when Jonah was supposed to go to Nineveh and God told him, you need to go let these folks know I love them. I got a plan for their life that, you know, if they just turn, this storm won't happen. And he just didn't want to do it. And they started throwing things overboard, things that they typically had to be able to survive this storm. I mean, you got to go back and hear this yesterday. You need to hear it. You need to see it. Because the secret to that boat surviving, that ship surviving, was not the people who prayed to all their other gods. It was actually Jonah, who was actually hearing from God, who said, go to Nineveh. Right. But he was in rebellion against God. And his God is the one, which is our God, that controls the seas. And it says, God sent this storm. He sent this wind and rocked this nation called the USS America. And so they start throwing things overboard because they don't know what Jonah knows. They don't know what you know, Jonah. God knows you're supposed to go tell them, folks, but you're not telling them. You're sort of like got that judgmental or that religious, or you're on the USS Comfort or the USS Convenience, and you don't want to get off of it to get on the USS America. True. And so everybody, all these other people, they don't know. They're not hearing God's voice. And so they're just throwing everything over. I don't know. Maybe if we just change marriage, let's just throw marriage overboard. Mm-hmm. Maybe we just throw away the Declaration of Independence. Let's just throw that away. How about that? And they throw that overboard. No, it's still, storm's getting bigger. Let's just throw the Constitution over. How about that? Let's just throw the Fourth Amendment over. How about that? How about let's just throw the First Amendment over? No, we're still sinking. What is it? You know, let's pull the Ten Commandments down. Throw that in the water. No, we're still sinking. It's getting bigger. It's getting bigger. And you're seeing all these things in America thrown down while you, Jonah, are on the USS Comfort or the USS Convenience. And you're not one to leave outside of your zone or the USS Judgment Toll. You don't want to be seeing these folks get saved, be loved on by God, and be blessed because you've already judged them. You prejudged them already. You don't like them, but God loves them. So all of Nineveh, an entire great city, stood in the balance, waiting for one man. Listen, this. How will they know? Think about this. How will anybody believe? This is what he said in Romans chapter 10. How can anybody believe in someone they have not heard? In other words, how is Nineveh or how is America? I'm not talking about religion here, because everybody on that boat with Jonah had a god. They all ran to their gods. They prayed to their gods, but only the true God was Jonah's God, and he refused to listen to the true God. And he said, how will anyone believe in the one they have not heard of, and how will they hear if someone doesn't say something, Jonah, and how will someone say something unless someone is sent? Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And how will someone be sent if they refuse to go? If they refuse to go to Nineveh, they refuse to go to your cities and your streets and your county and your states and your nation and just tell them. I mean, it was contingent upon Jonah going to Nineveh. And God's plan was to save Nineveh. But there was a plan in place right that moment to bring a disaster to Nineveh. And he was so late. Jonah was so late that God had to change his plans and move the due date for the disaster because he needed more time to be able to go through the city. But if he would have showed up on time, mm-hmm. he would have had time. God wouldn't have to change his time, and they would have done what they did because they actually repented and the whole city was saved. Right? 40 years of blessing.
Wow.
That's all we need is a good 40 years, you know. And the heaven. And so how many people right now in America are Jonah? I don't know. We did we're discussing how many IRS agents were hired. There was like 40,000 IRS agents. So we divided that by how many counties. And that's how we found out how many counties they were. I believe there was 3,600 counties, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so that came out to be like, I don't know, two or three IRS agents to collect your healthcare premiums, which you didn't listen, didn't believe. Here it is. There it is. You know, the Affordable Healthcare Act, IRS. Your insurance agent will be near you real soon collecting your premiums.
Exactly.
Oh, you can't afford it? We've already taken out of your paycheck. Have a nice day. Right. Is that a cough? Anyway, you never thought your government would be going cough.
No.
Right? You know what I'm saying? There's something wrong with that. Anyway, so that, and so we found 3,600. So there could be, listen, we got what? I don't know. How many people we have here now? 300 million, 325 million, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a lot more, 55 million more.
Would have been, yeah.
But think about this. So there's got to be at least one Jonah in every state. That's just 50. With today's technology, it won't take you as long as it took Jonah to go through with the city. I mean, one man, one woman can cover an entire state in no time flat with the technology. You can cover the world with the technology. The VFN television, VFN radio goes around the world. But truly, I believe there is a Jonah in all 3,600 counties,
mm-hmm.
counties and parishes. You know, I know there's at least three IRAs, three IRS agents. There's got to be a Jonah there too.
All right.
And think about it. So all we have to do is open our mouth. We have to step off the USS Comfort, get off of those that are on the USS Convenience, and those that are on the USS 401ks and retirement plans. And those that are on the USS unions, that you're, you know, I can't bust out the union here, right? You just got to leave. Let everything go. Understand your job is a place where you work is gives you resources so you can do what your destiny is. Your job is not your destiny.
That's right.
Your destiny is to do the will of God. So your resource is your job that you're working, your occupation, that they give you money for the labor for your hands. Then the rest of your time is not meant for television. It's meant to go out and to be able to let people know, hey, God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. And what happened was the storm got thicker and deeper, and the more they threw over, the more things they threw over because they thought, well, maybe if we just bring marijuana in, maybe we just need legalized marijuana. Mm. You know, maybe we just need a new medical system. Maybe that'll work. Maybe we just bring in socialism and communism, and it just keeps sinking the boat. It says the storm got heavier. It got bigger, and God was doing the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And all alone, when they said, listen, we're going to have to throw some lots out. We're going to throw some lots. And people don't know that. They threw dice, okay?
Right.
They threw dice. And one side of the dice is white, one was black, and they throw it, and it just casts lots. And it says, a man cast lots in his lap, but the Lord determines their outcome. To determine what's going on, because they didn't know what was going on, because they're all praying to their God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, do you know where Jonah was? Jonah went to a deep sleep. He was in a deep sleep. Wake up, Jonah. Wake up. Wake up.
Like,
you're
you
in a deep sleep. Dude, the boat's going down because of you. It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with communism. It has nothing to do with socialism. It has nothing to do with the way marriage is. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It has nothing to do with what the world's doing, all the people praying to the other gods. It has to do with you, Jonah. You got the message of a loving God that wants to be able to tell them a storm is coming. He wants it prevented, and he wants them to know all you got to do is turn to him, and he'll stop it. He'll stop it. I mean, you think about it. The king over this evil city, you know how corrupt he had to be. I mean, he was over the evil.
Mm-hmm.
And so many folks, you know, we talk honestly as we can, authentically as we can about all things. But, you know, we pray for our president. We pray for the leadership. And we're not, I believe, that like Kim Clement said when he prophesied that, you know, things can turn and will turn. And if Nineveh turned, you don't throw the Nineveh king in the whole, you see, listen, hey, God, it's us. All Nineveh needed, all this current administration needs is you, Jonah. That's all it needs. It needs you to get out your USS Convenience, get out your USS, your ship called Comfort, and to get out there on the streets and begin to tell them a storm is coming, yes, but I'm telling you because God sent me, because God has sent me to tell you it's coming. So that you can prevent it from coming. I don't prevent it from coming, and God's not going to stop it from coming. You hold the key, America. You hold the key, King. You hold the key. If you turn to God, if those who claim to be God, sir, those who claim to be the Lord's, if you hold the key, if you turn to God, and you say, you know what? I'm not going to be a part of the 81% don't pick up my Bible. You know, I'm not going to be a part of the 17% who read it but don't even pay no attention to it. What a waste of energy and time.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting your 17% bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
I read the whole thing. What? The Bible? What was that? I don't know, but I read it, the whole thing. And you see, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do this. And there's a point to it, by the way. As a matter of fact, what's the point? It's a related article to this. You need to listen to it. What's the point? And there is a point. That if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, no matter what anybody's doing on that boat with Jonah, no matter what anybody's doing in the USS America, it's God's folks, those who claim to be the Lord's. He said, when I send a plague, when I send locusts, when I send a storm, when I fashion a storm, a sword against you, and if you tell them, Ezekiel 33, if you tell them, Second Chronicles chapter 7, if you tell them and they hear and they acknowledge and they repent and they humble themselves and pray, I'll forgive and I'll restore their land. Listen, it is time. It is time, Jonah, to arise. It is time to let go of everything and give yourself fully into the love and the will of God. We have so much more to share with you today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son's elementary school is doing some major reconstruction repair, and in connection with that, the foundation associated with the school, also working with both the school and the school district, has sponsored a fundraising activity that involves families and individuals purchasing tiles.
We've handled a dozen cases like this, and you have a situation where you want to have a religious statement or something about your faith in the tile?
Yeah, my 8-year-old son wrote Jesus on the tile. And
you should not have any problems, and if you do, I'm going to get you in touch right now with our legal department here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We've handled these cases. These are limited public forums, and it's the speech is coming from the individual person that's involved in this, so you should have no difficulty.
Get involved in key issues facing our nation. Visit our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
I want to be able to tell you, if you haven't yet heard, that you can go to VFNTV.com and sign up for our newsletter. It's called The Torch. As a matter of fact, you're probably seeing it on your screen right now. You go right to the front page of the VFN Torch, and you click on, you see in the upper right-hand corner? You click on sign up for the newsletter, and there it is. You can sign up. You see the flame burning right there. Fill out your information here, push submit, and boom, every single week you will receive a newsletter with that week's program sliced up. Think about it, sliced up segments that, you know, whatever segments to you. I want to make sure you do that because we work extra hard to make sure that you can get it ever how you need to be able to get it. And because listen, if only 9% in 2009 had a biblical worldview, in other words, they had a light, L-I-G-H-T, perspective of the world, it's a lot less than that now. Mm-hmm. And with hearing the light of God's, you know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. To have that light perspective of what's going on, it's going to help you have a biblical worldview of your decision making, of why you're going to get married or why you're going to need to stay married or why you need to have family or why you need to pay taxes, why you need to function. I mean, we got to move past that. And one thing we can do that is by signing up for The Torch and getting it sent to you every single week. Every single week. And in that, it has the offers and things that are going on as well. You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-out right attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down the, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas out there and a blessed season. Jesus is the reason for the season. If you haven't yet got our offer for you, it's available right now at VFNTV.com. Just any offering at all, just make an offer. It's yours. Restoring the purity and giving. Believe me, you'll want to know it now instead of afterwards. Late wisdom is irritating, actually, to hear something after. You should have heard it. It's like, shut up, right? Mm-hmm. That's that prophet that sits in the back and says, yeah, I knew this was going to happen. If you say that one more time, because it's like a coward, right? They just want to just say, you're hearing what God's saying, but they're not going to say nothing until it happens. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, right?
Of course.
Hey, man, so many things are happening, but I do want to share right now, this evangelist, CBN News is reporting that this evangelist was meeting with Nelson Mandela when he was in just came out of prison, and he had been ministered to by Billy Graham, you know, through video, and he had wrote Billy Graham about what was going on. But you got to listen. This is so encouraging because this is a week we're remembering President Nelson Mandela, and well, listen up.
One of South Africa's leading evangelists tells CBN News he believes the gospel profoundly affected Nelson Mandela's outlook as he re-entered politics after years in prison.
Yes, Michael Cassidy says Billy Graham asked him to visit Mandela in 1992 after Mandela wrote Graham after leaving prison. Cassidy says he personally took a signed copy of Graham's book, Peace with God, to Mandela.
I remember him telling me, you know, that when he was in prison, he never missed Bible study or church service or something like that. I was very impressed by that. I personally like to believe that the Christian gospel informed also his responses. It wasn't just pragmatic politics, but that there were principles here in his heart and soul and mind that he had come to believe were right.
At Mandela's request, Cassidy went on to network with other church leaders to press for reconciliation both before and after Mandela's election in 1994.
I was saddened by the fact that there were sectors of the church which had given either explicit or implicit support to the apartheid system and had legitimized it theologically. But it was not lost on him that the church was a very important player in the whole process whereby apartheid was brought to an end.
Cassidy says Mandela wrote a letter to Graham saying he was touched by one of Graham's TV broadcasts while in prison. Amazing.
Okay, that's amazing. That's all for this week's.
That's so encouraging just to hear somebody's journey. Because when you look at the fruit of President Nelson Mandela, that he just has this fruit of forgiveness and mercy. And that's a quality of someone who is a believer. And as we talked about, I believe it was yesterday, mm-hmm. you know, what he his first particular speech that he had given coming out, right before he was elected president. And it was just so encouraging. We're also going to be talking about today, in today's program. Don't forget, we have four programs back to back. We're going to be talking about a particular ministry that a friend of ours, Luis Lopez, introduced to me and had a chance to check it out. Mm-hmm. And it's called Live, Hope, and Learn. Live, Hope, and Learn. And, God touched my heart some time back for the people of Haiti and being able to help out. And we had a chance during mm-hmm. the hurricane. It was an epicenter, actually, for what our calling, because mm-hmm. we were heading in one direction and God ended a prophecy mm-hmm. that moment. Remember right. that prophecy of the word began to shake at that moment. The storm began
all right.
in Haiti. And that's been shaking the whole world ever since. And, I found out, Lewis shared with everybody that he was going to be going to this particular, to help out there. So mm-hmm. as I explored him, thinking, my goodness, this is wonderful. Mm-hmm. For $4, you can actually feed one child in Haiti for a month.
Wow.
For a month. He and his son, I believe Adam, he says, is going over there. For a month that you can actually feed them. So we're going to have a little bit about that. They built an orphanage there, and they're going to build another one.
Oh, very good.
And it's just really cool to see that, and I was so glad that he had shared that, and hopefully we'll get a chance to have Lewis on maybe to talk about it, because he's the one that actually introduced Live, Hope, and Learn. But you can go to Live, Hope, and Learn. We'll be talking more about that on at vfntv.com and click on links, and it'll be there. It'll be there for you to be able to see it as well. The prophecy, the 60-year prophecy, we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about the Third Great Awakening that we're really believing God and hoping for, and about ambassadors during today's programs, being an ambassador. What does that mean to be an ambassador? Because we're called by the Lord to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And not to know what an ambassador is, really not to know what we're called to do.
Right.
And so we're going to kind of look into, what does it mean to be an ambassador. And if we get a chance, we want to focus on Israel. I want to remind you that keep Pastor Saeed's wife in your prayers. He's the one that's locked in prison for being a Christian in Iran. She is testifying before Congress this week. And pray that God would touch the hearts of our congressmen and women to press and say, listen, we're going to crank up these sanctions until, you stop persecuting these church Christians and stop mm-hmm. persecuting the Jews. And not let him go. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be talking about that as well, about a diplomatic warning that's taking place, a danger with this whole Iranian craziness. It makes no sense.
Insane.
For those who love Israel, who love God, and who love the original intent, for our nation. But I just want to begin a conversation about the Lord showing me some time in the last week, prophetically, what's taking place. And I'm going to begin it, and I'll just brief it to you right now, and you can catch us in the next program. It's four programs back to back, and we'll pick it up because time is moving. But I'm going to talk about some attack on American soil. What God has shown me, He's shown several others, and I'll share about them as well. That on the land itself, on America's land itself, He's shown physical. We're seeing the physical storms. People say, "Well, this is spiritual." Look at the cold hitting America right now. Mm-hmm. Do you think that that 40 degrees dropping in 14 hours is a spiritual sign, or do you think it's a physical sign?
Right.
When God speaks to His people, He speaks through the earth. He speaks through seasons. He speaks through when I send, you know, the elements is how He speaks to us. Economically, He speaks to us through nature. He speaks to us through the word. He speaks to us through our hearts. There's all these different things and ways He speaks to us. And right now He's shouting at us. But what He's saying, based on what we're believing now, is it's like the Jonah warning. He's saying, hey, listen to what I'm saying. If you listen to what I'm saying, to the warning, and respond, the warning's like, okay, I hear the warning, I got it. That's not what He's saying. The warning's for us, the church, the people who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, to once again become a follower of Jesus Christ, to repent. And if we do that, you know, all of America will be blessed, and we'll begin to work our way out of this. And what He showed me, a military base, a significant military base, and it, most of it has to do with air, you know, our mm-hmm. air defenses and all.
Right.
A military base being under attack. He showed me the physical explosions taking place. He talked to me about preparing and how we're supposed to prepare. He talked to us, some of us, about our Air Force and some things mm-hmm. taking place in the context of that. He talked to us about a specific timeline, about 60 years, and we're coming to the end of that 60 years in a few days, in 2014. And I believe with the four blood moons starting up in April 15th, according to NASA, that all could be coinciding at the very same time. You want to be able to join us in our next program. Remember, four programs back to back. So stay with us. Stay tuned. For all of our Christian Television Network audience, I want to give you a big shout out. I want to thank you out there to Copy Products Company, who is a sponsor and an underwriter who is providing copy and scanning needs across the Gulf Coast.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions. We're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
But I want to encourage you, if you're not presently connected to a church family, if there's not a church family that you're connected to that knows you by your name, that loves you, that prays for you, that you pray for. You know, Paul's writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, every joint supplies. And think about it. You're disjointed. You're disjointed. You're out of joint. You're not into the body, because there's only one body. There's only one church. Jesus is the head of it. And you know, maybe there, you know, you've had a little struggle with wherever you were and you didn't fit and you were disjointed in that. But, you know, find a family to relate to. Find a church family to relate to, and not only show up because you want to be supplied, but show up and become have an abiding relationship with God and be a supplier. Mm-hmm. You know, be a source, you know, for others as well. And it's like every joint supply. So
I want to encourage you. There's a lot of things. There's a big shifting taking place in the body today. And God's bringing people to himself. And you know, basically people that have been inside something are heading out. And people that have been outside something are headed in. And the truth is you need to go where God is calling you. And that's where you go. You go, you stay, you relate, you know, you function and realize this is pleasing to God. This is pleasing to God. Ne'er one of us is all the parts or all the pieces. We need each other.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network audience. A big shout out to all of our viewers and listeners around the nation and around the world. We are excited about coming here. I want to tell you right up front, what is the difference? What is the difference when you're watching VFN TV, VFN Radio on Christian Television Network and around the world? This is the difference. This is a now word. Mm-hmm. This is not something that was recorded, you know, 2 weeks ago. It's gone through this whole process. So, you know, we sent it through the United States Postal Service. It arrives, and 7 years later, it comes up, and it's like, this is a now word. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're listening to something. This is fresh. And so it's important because God is our ever-present help in time of trouble. Sometimes you can be hearing yesterday's news, but you got today's problems. Mm-hmm. And he says, if you hear what the Spirit says to the church and churches, so that's what's so important. We got to hear what he's saying to us now. And so that's what we want to do. We want to be that fresh word from the Lord. And he's speaking. We're hearing his voice. We're spending time in God, soaking in the Lord. Whitfield with the First Great Awakening. I believe it was Whitfield. Was it Whitfield or whoever was the First Great Awakening? He spent like 13 hours, 14 hours a day or something mm-hmm. in the Word of right. God, 16, in the Word of God every single day. And we're trying to stay and been staying in the Word of God. I encourage you to do the same thing. While we're looking at the face of what's taking place and seeking God. God, what are you saying to us about this? And he's revealing himself. He's speaking. We're going to be talking about some of the things that he said to us. We'll give you some now words about where we are presently, prophetically speaking. But also in that, you know, Pat's going to be joining me today. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
And John is with our sponsors and our businesses, underwriters out there. We thank God for our sponsors, businesses, and underwriters that are out there and our partners who support us financially and prayerfully to be able to be here on the radio and on television around the world. And so I encourage you, if you haven't yet, go visit our sponsors. Go visit their businesses. Write to them. Go by and shop with them. Go to VFNTV.com. On the very front of that, you'll see visit our sponsors. Go by, call them up. Let them know how much you appreciate them and how significant it is that they're standing for God and country in that order and Israel by standing and supporting VFN TV and the Daily Radio program on Christian Television Network around the world.
Awesome.
Well, some of the what we're going to talk about, we may only have this particular program to talk about this prophetic word. And, you know, we share in part, we know in part, we prophesy in part. But, you know, you can begin to pray, say, God, you know, God, what are you saying? How should I respond to this? And, you know, we're seeking that, you know, preparing. God's been speaking about the coming storm. It's the things that he was telling us is going to happen is already begin to happen. It will increase like labor pains until it comes to a larger point, lest we repent. And what he's wanting is he wants us to turn back to him. Mm-hmm. He's not waiting for those who don't know, that have never declared to know him, to make a decision to save this land. He's waiting for you, who claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, who have turned away from him, who are not even picking up your Bible, who is not following his ways, that's buying into these other ways that God says not his ways, and to turn back to him and to honor him as God. And he says, if my people who are called by my name, and that's what he's waiting for. So that's what we're talking about. We're not saying, hey, this is judgment, final judgment. But when you go before a judge, he actually brings a judgment. And his judgment is about putting things back in order again. And so, you know, there's nothing sweeter than judgment's aftermath. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes it's like, it's real tough. going through it. But we can actually turn now, so we get back in order now. We don't have to go through that to be able to get back in order. Well, what he showed me, first thing he showed me was in a military base. He showed me a military base that has to do with naval air power and training, not only training American pilots, but this particular base trains Middle Eastern pilots as well. Mm-hmm. I think Saudis and Arab Emirates and some of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I was in this gathering with a lot of ministers, and I want to encourage you, if you're a pastor, there's something coming. If we pay attention to it, then there's going to be a unity like never before. None of that, you know, hoodoo stuff and what do you do and what I do. It's just the fact that, you know, coming together to be there for each other, to know there is only one kingdom. It's the kingdom of God for the purposes of hearing from God and watching over God's folks. And obeying him. And there's this unity taking place. It was real powerful. He showed me, you know, great diversity and all of us coming together. And as that was happening, suddenly a military base on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola, Florida, actually, the Naval Air Station, in this dream, in this vision now, that I'm not talking about something that's happened yet. I'm just saying what God showed me in his dream. It was under attack because I was standing in that county down there. I was standing in on the Gulf Coast meeting with these ministers and it was a good meeting. You know, we're just friends. And I was in the parking lot and I heard this big explosion when I looked back towards the southern area of that particular region where the Naval Air Station of Pensacola is located at. Mm-hmm. I saw the explosion. It was this big explosion that started at the ground and it went straight up in the air. And it was so big, the only way I can compare it to is when you see some sort of aircraft dropping a bomb. Because what happens is, based on my experience, when it drops out of the aircraft and hits the ground, when it hits the ground, it hits with such impact, the explosion goes straight up. And it went straight up and it was huge. Mm-hmm. It was huge. And then right next to another one went off. It was like boom, boom, boom. It was like imagine a plane flying and dropping.
But understand that.
And immediately I got in my, I got in my truck and I'm heading that way. Just, I guess, trying to help or something. I'm just like, oh, you know, I got to get there. And then suddenly it dawned on me, I need to get back and warn everyone. I need to warn everyone that your preparation, and we've been talking about this, we've been talking about, you know, sort of like preparing for a hurricane. You have to have your 90 days of preparation so you can make it through a particular time. And kind of the mindset that I've heard a lot of people have is their preparation has been for that. You know, just hunker down, kind of wait for it to blow over. And do you have Isaiah's? Mm-hmm. Okay. And wait it out. But what I knew, what God has shown me was specifically that I had to warn you and warn everyone that it's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground. And, you know, we're going to, based on, you know, and I pray it doesn't happen. That's my desire. Generator kick on. You're still going, right? You didn't lose nothing because you're on a battery, right? And so that's my desire. That's my desire. My desire is for this not to happen. But understand that I have to be able to tell you what God has spoken to me about to be able to warn. And so that there's going to be a physical something happening on our land where people that don't like us, don't like Americans, don't like what we stand for, are going to come on the land of America. And we need to prepare, not just for 90 days in the concept of preparing for a hurricane, and you got some water and some Cheerios and a flashlight, and you're going to wait for the storm to blow over. You got to prepare for things such as, all of a sudden, you know, there's parts of your city and your town where people are intentionally wanting to mean people harm. They're wanting to come after resources, and they're wanting to do some things that are not nice to folks. And, you know, coming in this particular thing, what I saw was that our naval air power was under attack. And so I've been talking about, you know, prudent preparation. If you haven't got it yet, you need to get it. Go to VFNTV.com, and you can get that there. But prudent preparation is when you see and hear about danger, you prepare for it. You prepare for it, and but a fool keeps going and suffers for it. And so God is letting us know this is taking place. Well, at the same time, I mean, right before this, and about 12, 13 months, October of last year, actually, another minister, Brett Holderbaum, had been warned as well. He's been warned as well about, you know, what's taking place in the nation around the middle of the United States. What he saw was aircraft in the air. The United States Air Force was in the air flying over the middle of the United States, and he got to understand this is the center of the United States, and they were actually being chased by red aircraft, and they were being overwhelmed. Remember this, the Air Force is being overwhelmed by this red aircraft. And immediately when this was taking place, Christians were under attack all of a sudden. Out of the middle of nowhere, everybody's looking in the skies, watching this air battle take place, and all of a sudden, they were coming after Christians. Like, what? That makes no sense. Unless you listen to Saul, why are you organizing me, which hopefully is a related article to this, mm-hmm. that you can hear this, because understand you wrestle against spiritual wickedness and things are happening for a reason. But all of a sudden, look at the Jews right now. Look at Israel and how things are coming after Israel. It's like, really? Why would you do that? Because they're God's folks. That's why. And why would they come after? Why would somebody come after Christians? Because you're Christ followers. You're God's folks. And so what he was having to do was lead some Christians to safety, and everybody was calm. It was okay. But so the Air Force, you think about that. And so mm-hmm. then the Lord speaks to me about maybe 2 days later, after he showed me what was going on with this air power being under attack. He showed Brett this air power being under attack. You got mm-hmm. naval, and you got that. But he also showed, that was actually earlier than October last year when he showed Brett that, because a little bit before that, which this was when October last year, what he showed was the Lord, Brett used to be a mechanic on that particular base, actually. Used mm-hmm. to be a mechanic on that particular base. And God had gave him a dream. He's a prophet. It's prophetic.
Right.
And in his dream, he saw two aircraft flying over that base that I saw mm-hmm. later on, two explosions on, and they were pilots from the Arab Emirates. They were from Arab Emirates. And in this dream, this is talking about vision. We're talking about dreams, you know. And Amos says God warns us before something happens. And so in that, he began to warn everybody, and they shot these two aircraft down. They did not damage. They didn't do anything to the Americans because they took them down. But he was telling everybody, because they're having to evacuate all the buildings on that naval, it's called Pensacola Naval Aviation.
The museum? Or
no, this, no, but the whole the base was being...
NAS.
Is there a museum out there? NAS, Naval Air Station, Pensacola, Florida. Yeah. And they're just evacuating all that place down there. And he's telling them, listen, this is what God's been saying. This is what God's been saying. This is what God's been saying. And nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to him. And all of a sudden, they put orders out in this dream, in this vision. They said, put on bayonets. Everybody put bayonets on your guns. And so bayonets represent... hand-to-hand combat. It means just exactly what we're talking about. The battle is going to be on the land.
Mm-hmm.
And so since they didn't listen, God was telling him that in this particular dream, God shows him, you got to get to us right here, to Pat and me, to be able to put this out over the air, mm-hmm. over VFN television, VFN radios, to let you know. So this is actually what's happening at this very moment is what God wanted to do. He wanted you to be warned. He wanted you to know this is a reality, that we can pray against this thing happening. And, it, you know, this is, he's looking for somebody to stand in the gap to pray that this wouldn't happen. But then, right after the Lord had shown me that thing take place just a few days ago, he spoke to me again that, like, 2 days after that or 1 day after that, and he said, you know, in physical wars, we'll talk more about this when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, when I'm sitting here thinking about, you know, the Lord, our God, that when he was with his people, and we could read the word of God, and he shows us, he demonstrated his ability to provide for his people in the wilderness. The first thing he did when he delivered Israel out of bondage and slavery was to take them in a place that they had to totally see that he was going to provide for them no matter what. They were surrounded by conditions with no water and no provision, and they just had to trust God. They had to abide with God. And think about that. And God demonstrated his ability to meet their needs despite what was going on in their economy, in their ecology, with their environment, with the heat and the weather and all that. As a matter of fact, listen to Brother John Kilpatrick with Church of His Presence, and I'll be right back.
And the other day, the Holy Spirit said this to me. He said, tell the church, son, when you get back up to preach, he said, tell the church that these things are going to get worse. He said, but tell them, for those that will live by my word, it'll have no effect on them whatsoever. He said, it'll have no effect on them. And what the Holy Spirit here is saying is, what the Holy Spirit is saying is, even though the economy, like what prophets are saying right now, is that there may be some states in the United States that might be not friendly toward Israel, or they might be real liberal, and they're going to start suffering financially.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there might be other states in the United States that loves Israel and loves God, and they're a God-fearing state, and they have a good governor and good legislature, and they're trying to please God, and they're just going to prosper and get all kinds of new businesses and everything. The Holy Spirit said, just as that's working like sheep states and goat states in the United States, he said the same thing's going to happen in a city, that whoever tithes and obeys me and loves me and serves me, I will pour out my favor on them and my blessings upon them, and nothing can thwart my blessings on these people. They're going to be a demonstration to everyone around them what it means to be a child of God. So I want to encourage you right now in Jesus' name, God is about to bless your socks off right under the devil's nose.
That's so encouraging. That's exactly what, you know, that God's been sharing with us. That's what we're hearing from Rick Joyner and Morningstar Ministries, and those are hearing from the Lord. Listen, don't panic. You're about to be a sign. You're about to be a wonder if you're abiding with God. Jesus said very specifically in John 15, 5 through 7, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, or abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about this. He says, if you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. Just like God provided for Israel in the wilderness, the manna that came down in the morning, the shade, and when everybody else is hot, they were covered. God's going to take care of you if you stick with God. You begin to abide with him. If you don't know how to abide with him, you want to begin to abide with him. You know Jesus, but you want to abide, learn how. We have a simple plan for you. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today. Listen, if you're walking in obedience and abiding with the Lord, hearing his voice, relating to him, he's got you covered. That's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Wish you a Merry Christmas. And remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. He is the one that speaks to us. My sheep know my voice, and they follow me, and they follow none others. The Lord speaks. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm speaking about now. I'm continuing to share what the Lord has spoken to many of us. And obviously, we're going to have folks out there that say, well, that just can't be. Well, I hope you're right. But so far, it's been very accurate. Mm-hmm. It's been very accurate. So why not just prepare? And, you know, a wise person sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it.
That's right.
And so I was just talking about in the context of seeing these explosions take place in the Naval Air Station, hearing what was being said about the Air Force being overwhelmed in these dreams and these visions that God's given. And then in the same period of time, maybe a day later, God takes me to another dream. In this particular dream, he says very specifically to me two things. One thing he says in regards to, this is a summarization of what God was speaking to me about, a war. And when you go to war, a battle, it's very specific. It's very direct. It's very open out. You know, we're coming over there. We're bringing our ships. It's going to take a while for logistics for us to get there, but when we get there, we're going to blow you out of the, you know, we're going to blow you off the earth.
All right.
I mean, it's just very out there. And this was the direct piece that God told me. The direct piece he told me was that terrorist attacks, compared to these other things, terrorist attacks take 60 years to plan and to do. Very specific. Mm-hmm. Terrorist acts take 60 years to plan and to do. And that was where that ended. And so, you know, I had to pray about that dream. You know, what does that mean? Well, maybe that means 60 years down the road. Okay, I'll be with you, God.
Right.
And I'm praying about it because my mom has went through some physical attacks during that time. So I was there with her during that and just praying about it. And God spoke to me as I was spending time with him that 60 years next year, well, the year 2014, which could be now what you're listening to, but 2014 is the year of the four blood moons. We talked about it, mm-hmm. began the conversation about it. John Hagee talked about it. It started coming from NASA, the Naval Aviation Space, whatever.
Association.
NASA. The first thing that was actually defunded when our current leadership got into power, yeah. The selected one, got into power, that NASA is the one that went back 500 years, and you can find out more about it. Hopefully it's a related article that you can hear. You can listen to the segment and understand the context of it. And so while we're talking about these four blood moons, God speaks to me about these explosions taking place at a naval air station. He speaks to Brett. It's close to that about up in Colorado, about in the middle of the United States, the Air Force is being overwhelmed by some red aircraft. In the context of this, you remember that our current president handed over the Arab League, the Arab League of Nations over to Putin when he went over there. Those 500 Muslims, he said, here, he handed them over to the president of Russia, the king of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have China, North Korea, and you have Russia. We've talked about those all along. That's the reason why we had Dmitry Dudeman's Michael Bodia on from
Romania
and talking about these prophetic things because they're happening quickly. Well, right after he talked to me about showing me the explosions, he showed me about 60 days. So what in my abiding time with him, he encouraged me to go back 60 years from 2014. So 2014, back up 60 years, and that was 1954. Mm-hmm. And I had to find out what happened in 1954 because that means whatever happened in 1954, 60 years later, is the beginning of the four blood moons.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to share with you about four dreams during this time that was given to a young man, confirming the very same thing. You're going to hear it in his own voice, mm-hmm. you know, sharing about it. And what happened in 1954? Okay, let's just find out. And so what about the research 1954? And what I found out was, and anybody that understands was around at that time, and maybe a lot of you weren't, a lot of you were, but in 1954 was when Senator McCarthy, they had the McCarthy hearings. And the McCarthy hearings was all about, and he actually from 1950 on, beginning in 1950, he was known for, he became the most visible public face of that particular period in which the Cold War tensions were taking place, fueled by whispers of communist subversion. So that was what he was known for. He was actually known for like Ted Cruz is saying, and like Congressman Michelle Bachmann are saying, that's who he was back then. Mm-hmm. And so he was known for that. But all of a sudden in 1954, when they used the Alinsky tactics on him, they organized, they targeted him, they did all those tactics mm-hmm. we talk about, and hopefully that's a related article as well, you know, organizers of the night versus organizers of the day, that that he was saying there's communists, that he's saying there's communist subversion coming into the American culture. People are infiltrating our schools and our government and our businesses and our culture and all that. Instead of listening to him, and I wasn't there, I can't tell you, but they did like a 35-day television broadcast of the whole hearing.
Oh, wow.
It was a big deal. And he was saying the same thing Ted Cruz is saying, Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Michelle Bachmann. But notice how they did the same thing to these guys when they stood up. Well, at least Michelle Bachmann, they really came. And they tried to with Ted Cruz. And we're going to continue this conversation in the next program, which is just in a moment, because we've got four programs back to back. You want to hear this, because I got to tell you about the dreams, these four dreams that took place, confirming that it looks like what God is showing us, there is going to be a physical something happening on the land of America, on the land of America. And it's a shocker, but even Israel said, who are these people to come against such a great nation? Who are these people to come against such a great nation? And the truth is, remember, we said it, Jonah, we got to step up and begin to do what God's called us to do, because this boat will stop rocking when we stand up and do what God's called us to do. I'm going to be talking to you in the next program in just a moment or two when we come back on again about the four blood moons, these four dreams, and what happened 60 years ago. What happened in 1954?
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially, that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.